There are many functions in life we're only too happy to have government take care of, like sewage. Sure, some of us still have septic tanks, and that's a real picnic to maintain, huh? We'll focus on sewage treatment in this first segment because that's a hot topic for the City Council in Coos Bay on the Oregon coast. The wastewater treatment system needs some upgrades, and while considering those, city leaders are looking into the possibility of privatizing the operation, letting a private company handle at least part of it. Let's hear about the process and decisions from someone covering it all. Andrew Sheeler is the digital editor for the World newspaper in Coos Bay and has been cranking out stories about the process of dealing with wastewater treatment there for a while now. Andrew, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Sure enough. Is the basic issue with the wastewater treatment, is it capacity, is it age of facilities, a combination thereof?
So what's going on is that Coos Bay, like a lot of communities in the South Coast, is under a DEQ order to reduce inflow and infiltration in the wastewater system. And also they need to improve the quality of the effluent that they're putting out. It's probably a combination of aging infrastructure and just the unique climate here. But a lot of towns in Coos County are under a similar order. But for Coos Bay, they are under an order specifically to replace wastewater treatment plant number 2. We have 2 plants, and the other one right now is good for at least a few more years. But there's kind of an imperative to update the. Plant number 2.
All right, so you got issues with stuff coming in and stuff going out. Mm-hmm. So the infiltration thing has always been surprising to me, though. I mean, essentially, when it rains heavily, is that the issue here?
Exactly. The stormwater, the rainwater, gets into the pipes, and then that overwhelms the plant. The plant has only so much capacity that it can operate at, and when that happens, it's not able to properly treat all the effluent, and then you run into problems. When that water goes back out again.
Well, the kinds of problems you hear about in some of these cases where there's been, particularly in a heavy rainfall, you get systems that can actually dump raw sewage out. Is that some of what has happened at Coos Bay?
That has happened on a number of occasions. Earlier this year, I want to say it was late winter, early spring, there was something exactly like that, a pipe ruptured, and it's happening more often of late, it seems.
Even without the situation of heavy rains, is the DEQ, the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, seeking just to cut down on some of the things that are being emitted by the normal flow of effluent?
Yeah, they're essentially, like I said, most of the communities here, I believe, I know Myrtle Point, I know that Powers, Coos Bay, I'm sure there are others I'm not thinking of, are just under this requirement to reduce the number of INI and increase the quality of the effluent.
Okay. Infiltration. What was the other part of the INI?
Infiltration and inflow.
Infiltration and inflow. Okay. I want to make sure we go back to INI. We
can they love their acronyms.
They do indeed, don't they? All right. So it's one plant of the 2 that need to be replaced. Number 1, you said, is going to be good for a few more years then.
That's so far, yeah.
Okay.
That could change.
No doubt. How long have the council and staff then been talking about this? How long has the DEQ been eyeing them and saying, look, you need to get with the program here?
Yeah, so that's the thing, is this is not a new problem. This has, in fact, been something that's been going on since the mid-2000s. About a decade or so, the existing plan has been in the works. It's been kind of slow but steady going. The city's generally been working with DEQ, and they hashed out a plan. They picked out a location. It's across the street from the existing plant is where they're going to build this new wastewater treatment plant number 2. And kind of everything was set and good to go until earlier this, it was, I want to say June, that kind of things came, actually, yeah, it was June 21st that things came skidding to a halt. So I guess a little bit of backstory. Even though things had been proceeding along, there have been vocal critics of the plan, and one of the most vocal is a private businessman by the name of Dennis Beetham, owner of a global firm called DB Western Texas. But he lives here and has a facility here and has expressed an interest in having involvement with the city's wastewater treatment plant. Originally, he was hoping to house the new plant, the DEQ plant, on his property, the North Spit. That didn't happen, and so kind of the second step of that was in June, they had a workshop for counselors where DB Western Texas essentially proposed taking whole ownership of the plant, that's designing it, financing it, building it, and then owning and operating it on behalf of the city.
So all the city of Coos Bay would have to do is make sure that its pipe hooks up and sends its...
Exactly. The city would still be responsible for the collection system, although DB Western Texas did leave the door open for possibly taking over that part of it as well. But right now, that's not part of the discussion. The only thing that's being discussed is the treatment plant itself.
We are talking about wastewater removal in Coos Bay, where one of the two wastewater treatment plants needs to be replaced. Andrew Sheeler has been covering this for The World in Coos Bay, where he's a digital editor. You can join our discussion on the Jefferson Exchange. Maybe we have some general thoughts about sewage treatment out there and privatization of government functions as well. Join us at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So you said this is not a new process. It's been going on for, it looks like, the better part of a decade, if not even more than that.
Yeah.
Is there some deadline pressure to make a decision, Andrew? I mean, does the DEQ say by this date you need to have this in place?
Yes. So the DEQ originally had just kind of a final deadline. We want this project to be done by X date, and that's a couple years out. I want to say it's 2018 that the finished product needs to be done and over with. But on that June 21st, or during that June 21st meeting, DEQ essentially took that. What the city did was they put a stop to the existing progress. They wanted to evaluate the feasibility of privatizing, and in the meantime, they didn't want any more work getting done on the DEQ plan. DEQ took that essentially as, they decided to issue a carrot and a stick, essentially. They gave a series of rolling deadlines, the first of which was in September, early September, by which the city had to meet certain goals or else face a daily fine. Now, the existing mutual agreement and order, MAO, between the city and DEQ was for $250 a day fine, but that was agreed in the early 2000s, I believe. Because of what the city council did, DEQ said that constituted a substantial enough change that they could revise the terms of the agreement to update it. And the current daily fine for being out of compliance with DEQ is $1,600 a day. So essentially, DEQ told the city, you need to start work on this project and you need to hit all these milestones. And if you don't hit these milestones, we will institute this daily fine of $1,600 a day. Plus, there's still the possibility that DEQ could retract the MAO entirely. That MAO is currently shielding the city from private lawsuits, whether it's the Sierra Club or a local resident. They're currently under being protected from being sued. But like I said, DEQ kind of laid out a whole bunch of sticks, actually, a couple of carrots, and told the city to get moving. And the DEQ has since revised those deadlines a little bit after the city kind of made some gestures. The city manager and DEQ have been kind of in constant communication, and presently progress is kind of slowly moving along again. The city manager convinced the council that to at least take a couple of preliminary steps so that they could try to meet the deadline while at the same time still exploring these other options.
All right, so no fines are being paid yet.
Not yet.
They haven't reached those deadlines yet. MAO, Memorandum of Understanding, I'm sure, right?
Mutual agreement and order, but yeah, it seems like it's similar concept.
So let me understand. So when things were brought skidding to a halt, as you put it, on June 21st, I mean, was the council essentially ready to put out contracts there or put contracts out for bid on building the new?
Yes.
They were at that point.
The city manager was in the process of preparing it and getting it ready for the city council to approve when that came to a halt on June 21st. And the reason why that date is significant. The council, there's a 4-3 split, essentially, of in favor of exploring this alternative versus going with the DEQ plan, with the mayor and two councilors supporting the DEQ plan, and then four councilors opposing it. And the reason why this happened in June was that until then, there was one city councilor who believed he had to abstain from voting due to a perceived conflict of interest. A councilor named Thomas Leahy, he sits on the board of a local group that puts on the Tall Ships Festival, and that group had received a donation from Dennis Beatham. So there was this perceived conflict of interest there. But he said that he had consulted with the city attorney, and the city attorney said that the only thing that would disqualify you from voting would be a actual conflict of interest, not a perceived one. So with that, his conscience was clear, and he was able to join the three other counselors, and we've been on this road ever since.
So, again, we're talking about the wastewater treatment in Coos Bay, where one of the two sewage treatment plants, wastewater treatment plants, needs to be replaced to get up to the snuff with the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ. There is talk of privatizing there. Andrew Sheeler has been covering this all for the world in Coos Bay. And you can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Was there some sentiment on the council on June 21st to say to Dennis Beatham, sorry, you're too late, we can't think about this now?
That's been, especially the mayor, Mayor Crystal Shoji, has pointed out on a number of occasions that this is kind of the 11th hour, that, you know, where was this discussion 2 years ago? And essentially the argument coming from the other side is that, you know, regardless of when this came up, it's come up now, and the four-member majority believes to a lesser or greater extent, depending on the member, that even with the possible expenses incurred in changing plans now, in the long run, it could be cheaper to go with this alternative route and the city could save money. And the other thing, and this is something that they've been kind of hammering on, is they could put out a cleaner product. And that's kind of where we are now, is this discussion of how clean of an effluent are we capable of putting out into the bay that is economically feasible for the city.
How many other cities, to your knowledge, have any kind of their any part of their wastewater treatment operation privatized, and is DB Western Texas involved in any of those?
Well, to answer your second question, no. DB Western Texas does not operate any wastewater treatment plants as of yet. And to answer your first question, the city actually paid a San Francisco law firm to the tune of about $114,000 to research feasibility. And when they went out to look at private ownership, they did a nationwide search for examples and were only able to pull up two. And one of those was in Franklin, Ohio. The city there handed over ownership in 1995. To a private company, and then in Dale City, Virginia, another example, and that one was 1965. So this firm noted that there are a number of reasons why they think they could only find these two examples, none of which is newer than, you know, what, 25-something years old. But essentially, their understanding is that most cities don't want to go the private ownership route because there's better financing options if you have a publicly owned plant.
Ah. Now, part of this appears to be something of a turf battle. I get the idea that there's some resentment between city council and staff. I mean, certainly the council is saying, well, staff, we don't need your stuff, or so, along those lines. Can you clear that up for us?
Absolutely, yes. There is. It looks like there's an issue of trust between the city manager, Roger Craddock, and particularly Councilor Mark Daly. At several meetings, Daly has criticized Craddock for the way that he has handled this. The city recently put together a request for proposals to hire an engineering firm that would essentially evaluate the existing DEQ treatment plant option and a membrane bioreactor plant, which is what DB Western Texas says would be better. And Daly again had issue with Craddock putting that together. He said that he basically doesn't trust him, didn't want him on the committee to evaluate the bids. He even at the last meeting discussed hiring an independent contractor to essentially stand in for the city manager to put together this RFP. That didn't go anywhere, but I guess that kind of illustrates the sort of lack of trust, I guess, lack of faith in the city manager by Councilor Daly, who has sort of been the voice of the majority.
Okay, we have a question here from Urban in Cresswell. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Andrew Sheeler from The World in Coos Bay.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. My question has to do with conflict of interest. As far as I know, or I'm curious, even though the city attorney says, yeah, you're clear, Oregon law says that if there is the appearance of a conflict, there is a conflict.
All right, let's pick it up from there and see what the city attorney said. Thanks for that, Urban. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, and that is a good question. That's something that going forward we'll have to look into. Right now, the council seems to be operating off of City Attorney Nate McClintock's ruling or view of it, but you know there are others who disagree.
I know that these aren't comfortable moments, but I can see, too, that that the city council has actually begun to discuss the reportage of the process in their meetings, and that must be a weird feeling when you're sitting there.
It is. There are some councilors who take issue with the reporting, but I try to get both sides and give equal time to both. And we have, as an editorial board, met with members of both camps, essentially, and discussed the issue in both on and off record situations. So, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do, and they're going to do what they're going
to
do.
Which brings us to the final question is, when are they going to do what they're going to do? Is what's the next setup council meeting, and when's the next vote planned on this?
Today at 2 p.m., actually. They are going to send out, they're going to approve one of two qualified bidders for this evaluation. So, as I mentioned before, DEQ plan, it's a sequencing batch reactor, and then the proposed plan by DB Western Texas is a membrane bioreactor. This firm is supposed to look at essentially a cost-benefit analysis and comparison between those two, looking at what's this one going to cost or what's it going to cost, how clean is it going to be, how feasible. And they're supposed to basically do all this really quickly because the city is still under a deadline. The next deadline is November 23rd, and as it is, it's going to be incredibly tight. But
definitely coming up quick.
Yeah.
The wonders of wastewater, and as always, fun stuff to cover at the municipal level. Andrew Sheeler's been covering it in Coos Bay for The World, where he's a digital editor. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. And we'll try to catch up with what comes out of the meeting today.